How many people did you lose?
We had 65 fatalities and 285 were injured. My back was all burned.
And how did that?
I got a Purple Heart for that.
And how did that happen?
Well, that happened when I climbed up the Formos, which was burning, to rescue a junior grade lieutenant that had his leg blown off. And they couldn't get him down. So.
What was it you climbed up on?
I climbed up the mast, the leg of the mast. The fire was burning through the bridge structure, so you couldn't go in the normal inside of the navigational bridge up to where his position was. So I climbed up the outside. We got him in a stretcher and lowered him down the outside to the boat deck and then took him back where the injured were.
How did you sustain your injury?
The bridge structure was burning. I was working on him and working, climbing up the bed. It was burning on my back. I had to go back down to the signal bridge and get some line. So I had to climb that again after I got the line.
And the fire was burning on your back. Were you in such a state of mind that you didn't feel any pain?
We didn't worry about that, no. Didn't worry about that. We had people killed and injured on the 5-inch battery. That's why I was up there on the boat deck. My people are relieving these people who were killed on the guns and injured on the guns and taking over shooting the guns.
When did you have to finish your work before the pain?
I didn't go to sick bay for 2 or 3 days.
I can't imagine this fire is on your back. Did it go around your whole body?
No, it got on my back and burned my shirt off the back.
But your skin was burned.
Well, sure.
And you kept working.
Well, we had work to do.
All of this is going on hours after the attack.
Yeah, hours after the second attack. We had two attacks.
Then you're pulling in your lines. Were there casualties all over the deck?
Yeah. We were underway then, going down the bay, going to sea.
How many hours after the attack were you underway?
The first attack, we got probably alongside of the Oklahoma. Then the second attack hit, and we were run aground alongside of a dry dock that had a destroyer in it. And that destroyer took a direct hit. The magazines blew up, and the force of that hit and the resulting wind damage blew us back out in the bay again. And then we got tugged alongside and pushed us over into where we finally sunk.
Were you taking on water all along from that torpedo?
Yes, we had that isolated. Damage control had that isolated.
Okay, what was it that ultimately sank the ship?
We ran aground, and then it took us 3 days to really sink. Water coming in. Those ships in those days used to go through the shipyards, and they put in new wiring systems in and piping systems in and cut holes in the walls, the bulkheads, in other words, and the ceilings and the decks, and they never closed them up. The paint over them. So the water that was coming in the ship softened up the paint, then came right through the holes. And so it took us 3 days to really take on water.
And then, again, the water came into the ship because?
Well, we've taken on water because of 2 or 3 near misses that hold the ship, and also where the torpedo was, wasn't that watertight. But we had near misses that put holes in the sides of the ship that took on water.
So it took 3 days for the ship to sink?
Yeah, to sit on the bottom. We didn't totally sink. We were down in the main deck. We were grounded in a cane field down there. The cane would rustle with the wind blowing, and there were all sorts of things coming in on the radio. The Japanese were attacking, and they were coming through the cane fields at us and what have you. So we were taking up positions on the rail of our ship with guns. We got out of the armory and firing at them. At the same time, we were still putting out fires. We didn't get our fires put out for 2 or 3 days, at least 2 or 3 days. And what we had to eat then, we had a tugboat. In those days, they weren't diesel electric, so they were steam tugboats. We had one alongside. He provided the steam for us. We had to set up tables on the main deck and got a couple of big kettles. The galley was smashed all to hell, but we got a couple of steam kettles out of the galley and cooked rice. Had some canned salmon. Opened the can, dumped on a table, and that's what we ate.
Tell us about leaving the ship.
I finally left the ship in 5 days, went over to the beach. The first place I went to was the PX. I got some clothes. They were handing out clothes, dungarees and dungaree shirts and skivvies and whatnot. So I got a couple of suits to wear, get out of the ones I had on. Then I headed for the submarine base cafe. I heard about the submarine base restaurant. Went over there, and sure enough, they served pancakes and eggs. I had 3 orders of pancakes and eggs. Then I got up and went back, caught my boat back to ship.
You caught your boat back to the ship?
Well, there are boats going back and forth to the different ships.
From the ship to the dock.
Mm-hmm.
So you were ferrying back and forth.
Oh, yeah. There was all kinds of boats going.
All right. So then you went back to your ship, the USS Nevada.
That's where I belong.
What about the burns on your back? When did you have
that? Well, I got those taken care of at the ship's dispensary. Finally, a corpsman got a hold of me and patched me up.
You probably have scars to this day from that.
Well, some of them. One here, see that?
Yeah.
That's a scar.
From the burns?
The burn scar.
Yeah. Then you come back to the ship.
Yeah, I was a boatswain, and I was in charge of a certain portion of that ship. We had a responsibility of getting that ship patched up and getting it back to the States. Now, what was happening all that time was that the seamen and the firemen and the third-class petty officers on all of those ships were being transferred to the destroyers and the cruisers that needed the bodies to fill out their complement. When we left the States, none of us had a full complement. We never had a full number of people. Most of the battleships were badly damaged, like the Arizona. Arizona only had 25, 30 survivors. They took a big baseball field with the bleachers and paired it off up there and went USS Arizona, USS Oklahoma, USS. And when people would survive for those ships and got off the ships, they would report into those areas where they sat on the bleachers and they took care of them and wrote their orders and all that kind of stuff, gave them clothing. On our ship, we only had first-class petty officers and only a few second-class and chiefs left.